Say something for the podcast. Tell the people what you feel.
I'm just jazzed about being on the show, man.
You are listening to The Objective Jerk, where objectiveness is the objective, and I am said jerk.
What's going on? This is The Objective Jerk, and I am said jerk. How's everybody doing? It's been a minute again. Now that I come to think about it, I think it was like last year at the same time is when I stopped doing my podcast before. Cause I guess this is my third kind of, the other one, I guess you could call it a season maybe. Maybe that's what I should do. When I'm like really not in the mood, just end it as a season. Cause right now I got 50 episodes roughly for season one. But I did do, gosh, every time I did my first podcast I started, and it was when I was trying it out, was it was called American Callbo. So I did, you know, a few, but I was just like, yeah, I don't know what to talk about. Like, I was trying to figure out what my niche would be, I guess. And then I started it again and was just like, I'm just going to talk about whatever. I'm not going to focus on anything, just whatever, which is kind of what I do. But then I did get to a point where it's like, I just didn't feel like it. And I'm like, what's the point of doing it? I'm not doing it. You know, I'm going through, you know, weeks of not posting anything. So there's no point. So I just basically deleted it and stopped doing it for a month or two. But then I got to a point where I was like, I still kind of want to gripe and whatever. So I started it back up. And so here we are. So yeah, so that's all. I mean, I don't know. So I'm just, I guess when I'm in the mood and I feel like talking about something, then I just, you know, that's the way it is. So not much in the news. There's lots of shit in the news right now. Lots of BS on social media. I'm really trying to not be on social media. Trying to just leave it for when I got to post, you know, these episodes or whatever. Just because it's just, I don't know, it's just garbage. I'm trying to focus on reading books. And I'm not saying like educational books. I'm like fiction books. I'm not, you know, the only kind of educational book I'm reading right now is the Bible, which I'm kind of slacking on right now. But some people would call it fiction, but whatever. But yeah, so that's kind of all I'm doing. I don't really feel like talking about the BS in the news right now, and Iran and Israel and stuff like that. And I don't know. But so basically, I wanted to talk about, just tell a story. So my previous podcast, like my first, I guess, first season, you would say, of Objective Jerk, I talked about it. I shared some stories. Some of you have heard this, and I'm sorry. But it's not available. I mean, I could repost it, or I could, but it's like the quality is just like, I was going to resubmit like all my old podcasts. I mean, now it's too late. I've already deleted them all. But they just sound like horrible. So I was just like, I deleted them. I mean, they might be out there in the sphere of the internet or whatever, but anyway, but I was talking to my son earlier and, you know, as a parent and as you get older, you kind of, you share stories with your kids multiple times. They're like, yeah, Dad, I've heard this story. Oh, okay. My bad. You know what I mean? And, so I was kind of telling him a story and I was thinking I had already told him, but he was like, no, I don't think you told me this. And so I quickly shared it and he was like, wow, that's crazy. And he was like, you should talk about that in your podcast. And I was like, well, I have before, but then I thought about it and I just explained everything. So I'm not gonna do it again. So anyway, so this is, we were talking about dogs. I asked my son, like, when, you know, he thinks of like a family pet, like anywhere in time, who does he think of, you know? And it's a pit bull that we had when he was younger. And I told him about a Doberman Pointer that, not I had, but was in the family. It was actually my uncle's originally. And her name was Katie. And you know how like a lot of dogs act tough behind a gate? Why is it whenever I start doing this? But then as soon as they realize that there's nothing, you know, keeping them from, you know, it's just, they're all bark and no bite. Right. Real quick, they went to, so we're raising some goats, a little bit of livestock. And we have this guy that's watching, taking care of our goats pretty much. And a couple of the goats had some kids, and we went to go check him out, and he had a dog on a leash that, you know, I was walking down there, and as soon as, you know, it comes charging out and it's gonna, you know what I mean, with the leash holding it back and everything, and acting all mean. So we were there visiting the goat, and then I had to go back up to the car, and it did the same thing. And when I came back, it did the same thing. And then when we left, as we were leaving, he did the same thing, but the leash or whatever it was broke off, and he's all, and as soon as it broke and he realized it, he was like, hey, what's up? You know, he just completely changed his attitude. It was hilarious. But this Doberman that I had, and again, when I say I mean I as in my family, because I was a kid. She was not all bark. She was all bark, all bite. She'll tear you up. She was, if she knew you, she was the sweetest dog. But if she didn't know you, she would let you know. And I think that's kind of standard for most Dobermans. But the last time I talked about this story, I tried to really paint a picture, background and all this kind of whatever. And then by the time I got to the cool part, it's like I kind of rushed it, because I was like, oh man, I've been talking for so long. So I'm going to try to mitigate that and avoid from doing that. So anyway, I was 6, 7 around that. My parents were out of town, so my aunt was visiting with her son, my cousin. It was my sister and my stepbrother. My stepbrother went fishing. He ran into a crackhead, a meth head, and was running back home from this meth head guy, because I guess he was kind of hanging out, and then he just kind of went nuts and started being crazy. And so there at the house, again, with my aunt, my cousin, my sister, and actually one of my parents' friends, who my stepdad at the time was a biker guy. So, and his name was Big Mike, and it wasn't a play on whatever. He was a big dude, and he was in the back working on a motorcycle or doing something. And I remember sitting at the front window, and I could see my stepbrother and his friend just running down the sidewalk with their tackle box and their fishing poles. And it was just like, oh, hey, there's Scotty, you know, this and that. And then they just come running in the house and run out the back. And it's like, what the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, wham, dude kicks in the door, and we're in the living room. My aunt, me, my cousin, I think my sister, and the dog. And my aunt has the dog by the collar. And this meth head, crackhead looking dude. And I'm not sure when somebody says, oh, man's a crackhead or he's a meth head, whatever. When people are describing somebody or somebody uses that term, this is the picture, the mental image I picture every time I hear it. And so this dude comes up and he runs up. He's barefoot. He's a white dude. He's really tan. He's no shirt. He's got dirty, bleached white jeans on, and that's it. No shirt. You know, he's like a lot of chest hair that is, you know, brownish blonde. He's got like curly fro sort of. He's got a beard and just looking, you know, meth out of his mind, right? And so he runs up to the top of the stairs. He goes to kind of set foot in the living room, but we're there and we got the Doberman. And man, this dog wanted to fucking chew on him so bad. She was going nuts and he was like, "Whoa, I don't want that." And so then he runs out the back. But Big Mike was back there, right? So he goes back there. He gets his ass kicked by Big Mike. And then my aunt tells us to stay there. So it's my sister and my cousin and me. We're in the living room. My aunt takes Katie and she goes out back. By the time, you know, we as kids get the courage to go check out and see what's going on, I just remember the crackhead dude on the ground, Big Mike standing over him, just slapping the shit out of him. Just whap, 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 probably punching him. Maybe I remember thinking it was like open hand though. And I don't know if it was my aunt or I think it was actually my stepbrother had Katie, the dog, by the collar. And I don't know if you guys have seen, White Chicks. Let's see what else. Or maybe even Alien 3. You know, in Alien 3, when Sigourney Weaver's up against the wall and the alien's like right in her face. Or on White Chicks, where the guy's pretending that the one football player is his house to try and impress the girl. And it's got the Rottweiler there. And then he's like laying there on the ground and the Rottweiler's all in his face barking. That's what was happening to this dude as they were holding Katie and her snarling, drooling, you know, teeth just wanting a piece of this guy's right in his face, you know. And Big Mike is like slapping the shit out of him and he's like, you want me to let this dog have a piece of you, you know. And he's like, you know, just like it was like he was insane, you know. And so at this point, my aunt have already called the police and so then before long, cop cars show up and there's a bunch of them, you know, at least like three, I want to say. And then they're in the back dealing with crackhead. And that's when my mom and stepdad come rolling by in the car, you know. So this is 80. What is this? What would this be? Actually, you know what? I was probably younger than that. I was probably, this is probably like, so I was 4 or 5. No, because my cousin's a little younger. So I was probably about 6, which means this is like 84. So obviously no cell phones. There's no way for us to let anybody know what's going on, right? So my mom and my stepdad are just rolling by and I was there again, standing at the window. It was a huge, well, I mean, to me it was huge, but it probably wasn't, you know, same size as this window maybe, but it, you know, I was looking out of it because you could see, you know, the neighborhood, the street, whatever. And they came rolling by and they're just like, you know, thinking like, what the fuck is going on? And they kept going. And at the time I was like, where are they going? What are they doing? You know, like I was upset, you know, but what they did was they went down the road to my aunt's house, who she lived down the road a little bit ways, and got there and called to find out what's going on. Cause they're too, you know, cause you know, my stepdad's a biker. Bikers do shady shit. I mean, nothing like, you know, not like Sons of Anarchy or anything, but, I mean, for all I know, maybe he did, but I don't, it's, for what I do know, no, that's not the case. But you know, they're bikers generally don't like cops, and also the fact that we had a huge marijuana tree in the back of our yard. It was actually a male, so it didn't produce anything, but it was just, you know, marijuana plant. It was, you know, but yeah. So, and then I'm still there. And then I see the cops after a certain amount of time, the cops are, you know, the guy's cuffed and they're walking him out, and he has the biggest like welt knot on his head. On his forehead, you know, to me, it looked like a softball size or baseball, but it was probably like a golf ball, which is still huge. So the dude either got slammed on the ground or he got knocked in the head by a baton or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's what that's basically what happened. I mean, that was kind of the quicker cut to the point. That was the Cliff Note version. But that's the kind of shit that, and that wasn't the only thing, but like me growing up, that's the kind of stuff that I was exposed to. Excuse me. And it's, you know, not the fault of, you know, my parents or anything. It's just, you know, we didn't live in, I mean, looking back, you know, we didn't live in the greatest part of town, I guess. Back then, I had no idea. I didn't know the difference, really, you know. I mean, a little bit, maybe, because I used to go visit my dad, and he lived in a little bit more, less biker violence, you know, neighborhood, I guess you would say. But anyway, so yeah, so that's basically the story. So if, oh, I'm only at 7. See, look at, see, now I'm trying to, like, rush it, and I didn't want to go over my time, but yeah, so that's kind of, I got crap loads of stories. So if this story was somewhat entertaining and you want to hear more, let me know. Email, message, comment, whatever. Yeah, let me know and I'll share some more. I don't know. Like I said, I shared a lot of them. I don't know how many people listen to this. Actually, I don't think a lot of people I had listening before listen now. I think I lost a lot of listeners. Now I have more viewers, I guess. Seems like Rumble, not that I get a lot, but I get more on Rumble than I do on Buzzsprout, the podcast, you know. So anyway, but yeah, so that's it. So what, I don't know what what's going on in the, I'm trying to think of what's going on in the, it's funny that you know, it's funny that the libs were screaming that Trump was going to bring on World War III, and then look at what's going on. You know, it's like, it's just insane. I was talking to my wife actually last night. We're trying to go for walks at night. Every night, just walk into town and, you know, spend like an hour just getting a little bit of exercise and stuff. And I was talking about how just everything going on, and if you watch everything and not just, you know, like, so you have some people that only watch CNN and only liberal media and certain things, or The View, and then you have some people that only watch Fox or InfoWars or whatever. You know, if you watch stuff that kind of looks at everything and reports on everything, you will see that Biden is completely tanking and Trump is more popular than ever. Sorry, liberals, but it's true. Okay. I know liberals don't like to hear the truth and they get angry, but that's the way it is. So if there was an election held right now, legitimately, no interference, Trump would win without a doubt. And I believe it's going to be the same when November comes. I don't think libs can hide it or do anything to change that, really. They're trying, but it's just, it's all BS. So I'm kind of thinking they're just like, you know what, we got to let this happen, 4 years of Trump, and then we'll start again with someone else, maybe. I don't know, My point is, if Biden wins, like if they were to do the elections tomorrow and Biden was to come out on top, shit would legitimately hit the fan. Like it would be nuts. Like there would be an actual January 6th, because January 6th was bullshit and it, you know, they made it was nothing. But if it happened again, and it wouldn't be just, you know, the far right people complaining, it would be the far right, the right, and a lot of people in the middle, even some left, because there's a lot of people on the left that are going towards Trump because they see all the bull crap going on. So yeah, so it's going to be Trump for 4 years, and then we'll see what happens after that. I'm hoping that he picks a good vice president and maybe they can continue on. I don't know. It's going to be crazy, though. Make sure you get out and vote and pay attention to everything. Don't just even, you know, the people listening to this who agree with me, don't just watch the stuff that supports your. I mean, I know I don't watch CNN, like the actual news. I don't watch The View. What I do is I watch YouTube and I watch people who that's what they do. They watch everything. And they just kind of report the stuff that is being said. This is what they said on Fox. This is what's going on. And then they show clips of it. You know what I mean? So I don't have to sit there and gouge my eyes and ears out and torture myself, you know, listening to the ridiculous views on CNN and The View and all that kind of crap. There's these people on YouTube that do that for me. So, and that's where I get my information from, a few different channels that do that. And they report the stuff coming out. So, yeah, so I would suggest you do the same. Just kind of get a complete picture, you know, so it's always good. Anyway, that's it. I'm close to my time. And besides, I don't feel like talking anymore. So, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm trying to get to my thing because now what is going on, dude? Okay. Now my computer is just like not working. Where is Jesus? Okay, here we go. There. Thanks for listening. Like I said, if you like the story and you want to hear more, let me know. And I'll see you guys next time. All right, bye.
You just put yourself through another episode of The Objective Jerk. Thanks again for hanging out with me. Please email me at theobjectivejerk@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, comment, wherever you find this, follow. It all helps. But thanks again, and I'll see you next time.